Live. Yeah.
What it is? Teed Up Podcast, bitches. Episode 5. We still here. Let's vibe.
It's John.
Okay. This is. Ooh, I remember this. Our veins are cold.
See, this is like high school for us.
This is high school.
Ninth grade type shit.
Shit hit. Ew. I thought it was new.
We'll do whatever you want to. Girl, I make a movie star of you. You know that I could. If you let me be a Hollywood.
Crazy still.
We get high. Okay. And high. Yeah. I do know that part. Is that so used?
Yeah.
So hitting those vocals.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We back.
Yeah. I fucked with that. That was hard.
Viva La White Girl. Gym Class Heroes. That's back in the day. Back in the day.
Jeez.
Fun fact, they have a remix with Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah,
and
Slapper.
He goes crazy on it.
Slapper, damn. I remember that.
Viva La White Girl, they're talking about the yeah, yeah the whole time.
Oh,
yeah,
geez.
Yeah. So when you really listen to the song, you'd be like, okay, bet.
Damn.
Because we get
Yeah. Viva La White Girl. We get he was a, the Gym Class Heroes, when they came out, they went crazy.
They were unreal.
Yeah.
I was fucking with, like, the fashion type shit. Like, how he was dressing, it was like mismatched looking. It was crazy.
It's a story.
It's different.
It's a story out there that Lil Wayne got his style from Trav.
I bet he
did. Remember when Lil Wayne started getting like the flannels and the rocker type shit? If you go back, that's when Trav was popping. And if you look comparison, it's like.
He bit it.
Yeah.
Ow, like Kanye did Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, yeah. But that was like.
I want your closet.
Yeah, he went in there like, just give me all your clothes.
Oh, yeah, huh? He does kind of dress like him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you didn't hear that story?
The story was he fucked with Shia LaBeouf's clothes so much, like he
went in his closet.
He woke up one day when Shia LaBeouf's crib, like, hey, what's up, man? Hey, I like your clothes. Let me have them. And he just gave him all his clothes.
You know, him being a nice person, but then Kanye comes out with Yeezy, like, 2 years later or
something. It's pretty much Shia LaBeouf style.
Those are just Shia LaBeouf's closet was the samples. Easy,
yes. Pretty much like that pretty whole much. Style. If you watch how he like all the like the paparazzi of Shia LaBeouf, it's all Yeezy shit, pretty much.
Yeah,
damn.
Okay, before we continue and get any deeper, let's introduce the guest. We have a multi-hyphen young man in the building.
We do.
I don't even see how he has time to do a podcast. He has so much shit going on.
He wishes he was skateboarding right now. Actually,
yeah. Honestly, if I forgot my board today, so fuck, I can't even skate.
So much going on. Let's introduce It's John to the podcast. How you doing, Jay?
What's good, man? It's John.
Glad to have you. You know what I'm saying?
He's ready for it. It's John. He got like an eclip. Just ready to shoot them hoes. I like it.
Yeah. It's like a gun that go off.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm chilling, man. I just got out of the stew to come here.
Yeah, see, straight. He's always doing something. Like literally right out the studio to the podcast. We appreciate you.
The ultimate creator.
Yeah, it's a hot one today, too, so he's working in the heat. Yeah, we appreciate you.
I'm keeping cool, you know, drinking the, Starbucks waters and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, but fuck that water, because I got Just Water.
Yeah, there you go. That shit is actually good. I've had it a couple of times.
You've had Just Water?
Yeah.
I think I've only had it, like, once.
It's pure.
I love it.
It's pure.
It's good?
I fuck with it, because all the other water is bullshit, like the essential shit you be drinking. Was it? There was a TikTok water dude. Like, he went through all the waters. Like, he went.
That's
through,
not alkaline.
Nah, dog. All that shit's bullshit. Most of the, like, 80% of the waters is bullshit.
I know.
I think Evian's cool. Fiji's cool.
I love Fiji.
And, like, a couple more is cool. But other than that, everything else is bullshit. Like, it's salt in your water.
I know. Damn. Or it's, like.
Yeah, the minerals.
Yeah, it's more dehydrating you than anything. Low-key.
So you'd buy more water.
Yeah, exactly. I need the six pack now. And that shit's already expensive. You're paying $8 a bottle to be dehydrated still. I don't fuck with that anymore. It seemed cool, but you know, when a waterologist or whatever they call break it down,
yeah,
you really know.
So what do you drink?
I drink Fiji now. It's on the approved list. I only drink on the approved list now.
Oh, right. Yeah, because you can't do the alkaline test. Anyone can do that. You drop the little thing in there, it changes colors if it ain't.
the pH level is this high.
They got keywords to tell you it's bullshit that make it sound tight. Like if they say this, I forgot what it was. It's like
organic
it's
water and shit.
Shit like that, it's like, oh, it's bullshit.
Organic water.
Organic, and then it was like another term, like a lot of waters used. Yeah, now spring. It was some shit that was like natural something, and it's like, nah, that's bullshit, aka.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so watch your water.
Wow.
Yeah, I fuck with this water because I was like, I was doing the shoot with like Jaden Smith for the Misfits rep shit. Mm-hmm. And we were like smoking hella spliffs and goddamn drinking hella water and shit. And I'm like, bro, I fuck with this water. Like,
it was good, huh?
Yeah. You know, when you start to get to smoking a lot and you just like, damn, oh, I really need some water and shit. And I was like, send me water, bro. He was like, I got you. And then he just sends me like fucking these big boxes every month and shit. And I just give it out to the homies and like homeless people like on the street and shit.
The Jaden Smith way.
Yeah, for real. Yeah,
shout out Jaden.
For real, shout out Jaden.
Everybody getting hydrated.
That's fire.
Yeah, it's hot as fuck. It's like one, it's like hit the hundreds, I think, today.
It is?
Yeah.
Like, no way.
Yeah, dead ass. I think at least 99.
My man's got a cardigan on, though.
Yeah, with the jeans and everything. Cooled in a cucumber.
Yeah, how are you not hot in that? I'm damn near hot looking at you.
I got my thighs and my toes out. Still a little toasty.
I don't know. Just keep it cool, calm, and collective, you know? I don't know. I was wearing this in the studio, too. Wait. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was wearing this in the studio.
Straight from it?
Yeah, I mean, just hustling. So, why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself, you know what I'm saying? What do you like to do in your off time?
First of all, where are you from?
Yeah.
I'm from Long Beach.
Oh, okay, cool. Long Beach.
Oh, yeah. He just pressed them real quick. That was like some LA vibe.
Like,
he said, where you from?
You know, he do a lot of shit. You know what I mean? He could be from somewhere else, but he's from Long Beach.
He's from Long Beach.
Shout out Ben Staples. He just dropped his album, too, by the way.
He from Long Beach?
What?
Yeah, he's from North Long Beach.
That nigga reps Long Beach. That he is Long Beach. For a Snoop Dogg, and there's Ben Staples, pretty much, I feel.
Oh,
that's
for real?
Long Beach rappers that's putting on and repping like that. He reps Long Beach hard.
Oh, that's tough.
He just dropped his album today, this morning.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so shout out Vince.
Shout out Vince.
We worked together on the fucking the Calvin shit, a Calvin ad that just dropped and shit. And we were like all getting like hyped up in the rain, like fake rain, but like with full clothes on. That shit was crazy.
Calvin Klein ad?
Yeah. But it was cold. Like it was cold as hell.
When did that drop?
It already dropped.
It already dropped?
A while ago?
Probably like last month.
Oh, okay.
All right, yeah, we definitely got to go check that joint out.
Yeah, we're all just getting hypey in the rain and shit. And they have like they had a crazy ass crane that did like a movie move and shit.
What?
Shit was crazy.
Yeah, I got to see this.
It sounds fire. So, Long Beach, how old are you?
I'm 26.
26. Still got time to grow.
Yeah.
Long Beach, 26. Yeah. So, where did Is John come from? How did this figure and personality come about?
Damn. Like, it first started when, like, I think in the back of my mind, I always wanted to do music and shit. Mm-hmm. And just, like, I don't know. I always thought it would be, like, oh, it would be cool if my cousins came out of jail and I was, like, a rap dude or something. But I was just skating the whole time.
Wow, that's hard.
That's an interesting way. Like, yeah. So the niggas the butt when they get out. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. On some, like, oh, let me level up the family type shit. But I didn't do any types of music or none of that. It was crazy. I honestly really didn't even pay attention to music like that. Like, I was, like, strictly skate shit. Like, mm-hmm. I would tell people, like, why are you putting headphones on while you're skating? You can't even hear your board. Like, I was like, what the heck?
Wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't even, like, I don't know. The music was around, but I didn't really think I was going to do music.
So you would say skateboarding is kind of like your base essence of who you are.
Yeah, for sure.
Where it all started.
Yeah. And then I broke my leg skating, and then I couldn't skate, but I had all this energy like just built up. And then I was like off of hella perks and shit because of like the fucking injury and shit.
Right.
And then I was like, damn, I can't even go to the bathroom at night, but I can talk. So I just started like recording on GarageBand with like a Mac and like one of those regular ass headphones, and I put it up to ear and shit.
What?
That's how you started making music.
Yeah, that's how I started. Yeah.
See, that's always how it happens. Low key.
Low key.
Like we were talking about with Arrow, how he got into shit. Remember, he broke it. He tore his Achilles, and that became the one thing. And if you know Action Bronson's story, Action Bronson was a chef, and he broke his leg in the kitchen. So when he broke his leg, he laid up and started rapping, and now motherfucking he's Action Bronson.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So stories like that, it's like, you know, you weren't made to just be sitting around. Like, you made to do shit. So.
But at the time, it was, like, dark as hell. Like, I was hella depressed because I couldn't even skate no more. And then I had, like, you know, I was like, fuck, what do I do? Like, I have too much energy to be sitting around all day because I can't work. I can't do that.
Right. You know? Laid up.
Yeah.
Wow. Way to, like, transmute that energy, though, somewhere else. Like, who really helped you get in that mind space to make a shift? Or was it, like, one day you just had an epiphany to do it?
I think, like, coming from a skate background, like, we eat shit and then get the fuck back up. So I'm used to I was used to injuries and that I'd be out for, like, 8 months or something, you know, and get back on the horse and shit. Mm-hmm. But this time I was like, fuck, let me just learn something new. I don't know.
Wow.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, that's so commendable and admirable, bro.
Some people just quit and just laid up and wait till they get better. Or some people would even skate again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I didn't think I was going to be able to skate again.
It was that bad of a break?
Yeah, it was a clean break on my, like, shin bone. Uh-huh. It's like a clean break on my shin bone.
What was the move that caused the break?
It was like I collided with this bike at a skate park and shit.
That's terrible.
So it wasn't even like your fault.
It wasn't even me trying a trick or nothing like that. It was some like the universe took over moment. Like it was weird. Like I like dropped in and then we collided and he had pegs and shit. And like, I was like, fuck.
That's a good way to look at it though. The universe just took over. Like
it was weird. Because you ever had like a weird, like you're dazed out, like, I don't know. You're just looking out into the, like, the sky or some shit. You ain't really, uh-huh. You're thinking, but you ain't thinking.
Yeah.
It was one of those moments right before it happened.
Wow. Like, you kind of basically saw it coming, but were unable to do, like, anything. So,
yeah, I felt
you
like
went into a spate.
Over.
Yeah.
It was something weird like that.
Damn.
So, back to skateboarding and, like, the start of it. Like, who were some of your influences growing up?
Goddamn.
We're coming from, like, two, well, like, I'm, what? About 5 years older than you. So like, yeah, about a high school session
for
older.
Skateboarding,
than
you. Nah, I like Stevie Williams. I like all the people that like paved the way like in the 90s and stuff. Mm-hmm. And
shout out Stevie Williams.
Yeah, for real. Shout out Stevie Williams.
My dog.
That's such a hard question. There's so many good people out there, man.
A lot.
I like Harold Hunter, like he used to skate for like Zoo York and shit and Zoo York and shit and he was from New York and I always like grew up watching stuff like in New York and like being able to like go skate in the city all grimy, like I fuck with that shit.
That's fire, bro. So like you would say he inspired you to pick the board up, like what made you start skateboarding?
Yeah, because you gotta think. Well, now it's different, but back when like I was kind of growing up, but we're not
Tony
too far
Hawk.
Along. Not even that. It's like
Tony Hawk.
Like the encouraging of like black skateboarders weren't
Terry Kennedy.
No. Shout out Terry Kennedy. But
this was before that.
Yeah, this is very secular. Where it was like, oh, you're a black kid. It was always like, what sport you're going to play? Basketball, football. It was never like, oh man, go skateboard. You know what I mean? When I was younger, it was looked on like, oh, you're a white kid. Or
yeah, my cousins would be like, Tony Hawk, like, yeah. Saying, like, what are you doing white boy shit? What are you doing?
Yeah, they would think skateboard was white boy shit. Coming from me in elementary, like, I grew up listening to Korn, and I had etnies, like, in elementary. You know,
That was you?
There's a lot you don't know about me, T-Bell.
That's my boy,
you know
though,
what
though.
I mean?
That's my boy,
that's
though.
Hard.
So,
my boy,
like,
that's still hard. Hey, like, I had
every Tony Hawk pro skater. Like, on my PS4 right now, I have all of them, like, just saved and download. I'm a big skateboarding fan.
But you can't skateboard.
Oh, fuck no.
Worth the shit.
No.
So you try. Nah, I ain't gonna send him off. He damn near end up like you and shit. But I'm finna learn how to skateboard.
I would definitely try.
I'm learning what? For real?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's crazy to me that you can do that with that much control.
Oh, shit. Hey.
It's more than a sport to me because, like, anybody just can't do it with, like, oh, let me give me a skateboard. I can do an ollie and then a kickflip and all this right now. You know, it's practice. Even
I feel like skateboarding isn't a sport.
What is it's an art.
It's an art.
Yeah, I feel like it's art because for one, we ain't got no rules. Mm-hmm. First of all, ain't no rule. Like, and ain't no coach. I mean, people got skate coaches now and shit.
What does that look like?
Well, I need you, like, to coach me. Shit.
Yeah, I can do. I can do it. You know, just cash at me.
Oh, bro, no. That's a whole different game now, because, like you said, there's not coaches. So if somebody wants to be learning how to skateboard, they can just go to anybody who does it low key, like basketball training, how you do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They can come to you and get the hoop training. You that's a
but income. I feel like it's more of an art than sport, because, like, you know, I feel like with art, you take something from out of your mind and you bam, you make it. Like, I feel like skateboarding is like manifesting, like in real time, like quick as hell. Like, depending how, like, if you have like the skill to do whatever you want, like if you skate it that much, like you just manifesting like all the time, like coming from like having the trick in your mind and then just seeing it in reality. Wow. Boom. You're just doing it over and over. Boom, boom, boom. It's crazy. It's like manifesting.
Hey, you dropping some gems right now. Hold on.
High key, because like if I want to go do a layup, it's a one.
Bro, I was just going to say the same thing.
You kind of visualize.
I'm over here.
Yeah. It's a layup. It's a dribble. You got to take two steps, arm, hit the glass. Like,
yeah.
If I want to do like a crazy trick, like there's no like, okay, bet, kick my board here. It's going to happen. Like, I got to like.
Yeah.
It's like you gotta create that shit and like manifest it and seeing yourself doing it, because if you don't, like, yeah. I can smoke layups all day, but I can make one like this if I want to. Like, you just can't go do that on the fly, and that's a crazy.
And it has risk to it too.
Oh, for like, sure, mad injuries.
Yeah, if you're not 100% like visualize, you can literally warp your reality with your mind. Like, if you visualize yourself eating shit, you will eat that same way of shit in your mind. I swear.
You've done that before?
Yes. Cause but I kind of tried to pump fake, like I wasn't scared, but I was. And then my mind chose that option of that
future reality, happening. Yeah.
Is your leg break your worst injury?
Sure. But it made me. It was like something bad that I turned into good. Mm-hmm. It made me go the right way. I'm here sitting.
Yeah.
No cap. Like, you definitely are creative on so many different mediums. And speaking of. Let's get to the next one that you are excellent at. Fashion. You know what I'm saying? I want to know more.
He wants to know about your fashion. He was talking about it. He called me late last night like, yo, it's John's here. He's on the podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. Cool. Like, just send me the Instagram. Let me figure it out. And I was like, all right, for sure. I fuck with it. So.
Oh, cool, man.
No, it was one of those for me. So let's start with the modeling. Like, how did you slide into that world?
It goes back to the leg break. Like, once I was able to like walk and shit, like, fuck, I needed some bread, you know, goddamn. And then my homie hit me up for this thing, for this weed brand called Mr. Nice Guys.
I'm
familiar, actually.
I'm not, but I
was in the cannabis space, so I'm pretty familiar.
Yeah, it was Mr. Nice Guys, and they did a clothing drop, and I got like $400 for like 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And then that was when my leg was barely healing. Like, I can barely stand on the board. Like, I couldn't even. I, like, went through some pain to get a push shot and shit.
It was a skateboarding campaign?
Wow. Yeah, it was for their clothes and shit.
Okay.
And I was like, damn, I just realized I could make $400 in, like, 2 hours, which would have took me 2 weeks with, like, a regular job, you know?
Yeah, a couple of days, just taxes. Yeah. Lock in 8 hours.
Yeah. Wow. So I was like, damn, I can make bread this easy. So I started, like, following, like, I would see other people do modeling shit. I'm like, how do you do that? And then I would just go to their friends and just type in casting agencies, and then I'd get all their casting agencies, and then I'd do it again for somebody else, and I don't know, and then I just submit.
It's leveraging the situation.
Oh, so how many casting agencies would you say you submitted to in total before you got a call back?
Man, a bunch. But I don't give a fuck about the nose, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I wouldn't even get responded to a lot of the time.
Wow.
And it was just like you would just DM like, yo, I did this one campaign, I want a model type shit? Or like,
no, they would do a post like, oh, we need a black skater, male, female, for this amount of time, this much money, like $150 for a music video or some shit. And then you just submit.
Okay, so you stayed in that realm, and then from there you were able to get some wiggle room. Like, what was your first breakthrough in that space?
Yeah, because you make it a little bit too easy. I mean, we done looked you up, man. You didn't did Calvin Klein, Pleasures, Obey, Nike, the whole shebang. So that's not just, hey, I walked in here and like, oh, they fuck with me. It got to be some sauce. Like, what was that one break where it's like, oh, it's John.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing that all day, by the way.
So I was doing like $150 like music videos. Like, I've done like a Young Thug music video and like a Gunna music video. Goddamn, I was like an extra in the background type shit.
I can see that.
Portfolio was fire.
What song was it?
You know that Gunna song, Young Weezy, Young Weezy, Young Weezy.
Yeah,
with Nav and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in that music video. I'm in that.
I'm about to go check that out.
I know, right?
I'm in the Young Thug TikTok song.
TikTok.
Yeah, I'm in that music video. I'm in a bunch of music videos. I've done a lot of music videos. But I was doing that. And then Calvin DM'd me like, oh, we have this campaign for like $1,000 type shit. Like, I'm like, wow. Let's go. I'm like,
Calvin Klein DM'd you.
Yeah.
And this is after like, how far in the space were you now?
Time out. They know each other on a first name basis. Yeah, he was like, Calvin.
Yeah, he's like, oh, Calvin.
Yeah, me and Calvin.
Calvin DM'd
me. And my boy C. My boy Cal.
Yeah, the CK.
Yeah, where were you like? At already, how many campaigns have you done? Were you already?
That was the first. Like,
so you jumped right into Calvin.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic!
And I had no agency or nothing. I was just me. Sometimes I would be like, I would do this thing when I would like submit for a brand for this modeling thing, and then I send them an email. Yeah, these are my peoples, but I was the peoples. You know, I would act as my manager, like type me typing and shit. I used to do that.
And it did, and it worked in your favor.
Yeah, I would definitely negotiate. People like negotiating. Like, I swear,
he leveraged his situation.
Yeah, but then all right. So did two campaigns with Calvin, no agency, and then I had leverage, and then I went shopping around to different agencies. Like with that leverage, like
now I'm a nigga in the two Calvin. I've already been to Calvin Klein. I already have this back. What can you do for me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I did.
I'm just fascinated right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that story is amazing. So if you could give any tips to a young, you know, creative or a young black boy trying to become a model, what would you say to them?
Man, I would focus on everything outside of modeling. Like, you know, these brands fuck with me because of the shit that I don't do modeling. Like, it's the skating, it's the clothes, it's the all the other shit. Like, we just have fun with it. And I think that just translate into modeling, you know.
Yes, sir.
That's fire.
That is. That really is truly amazing.
Thanks, man.
That's a blessing. So, all right, you got the modeling down. You got the Calvin Klein joint. What would you say was the coolest thing you've done thus far modeling?
You know, Rude?
Yeah.
With an H?
Yeah.
You know, he know Rude.
Just verifying.
He put me on Rude low-key.
No, I'm in the fashion, but, you know, there's another Rude out there now.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, damn.
Rude boy.
Yeah, that was, like, the first show I ever walked in.
Oh,
and
shit.
And that shit was cool. It was crazy because, like, he just let me do, like, let me rock. Like, I can go smoke. I can go, like just wander around the motherfucking mansion. It was, like, at a crazy mansion. Mm-hmm. And then they had, like, crazy celebrities, like, sitting down while you're walking down the runway and shit.
Yeah, that front row.
Yeah, they had, like, it was funny. I was trying not to laugh because, like, I took a left and I see, like, Tyga and shit. And it's hard not to laugh. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I just wanted to laugh. I was like, it's Tyga.
Yeah.
I just kept the street.
He just, speaking of Tyga, funny. He just dropped some, like, wavy shoes. Like, they look like Vans. But like
that's Tyga. Tyga did that.
Yeah, Tyga and another company. That's Tyga shit. They look exactly
the
like
wavy things like yes. that. I was just looking at those.
Yes, that is Tyga.
They
shit.
Decent.
They look like Vans if you on like LSD or acid or something. Like the bottom is crazy. Mad wavy.
It looks like a cartoon shoe.
Yeah,
I gotta see it.
I'll bring it up for you.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
Imagine the insole was just like this, like where you put your foot in. It was just like that, all wavy.
Wow,
that'd be so uncomfortable.
Yeah. It seems crazy, and it's like the black and white van even has the waffle bottom and everything.
Yeah,
wow.
Lawsuits coming for sure.
Hold on. So that whole runway thing was cool because of Rude or because you saw Tyga?
Just
when you hit the corner.
It was just overall cool because after it, they just had free drinks and like crazy. Just had crazy shit, and you can if you want to talk to Wale, you could right there.
Wale's cool.
But yeah, they had like Big Sean there, all these fucking crazy people. Like, it had a, like, after the thing was done, everybody just mingled and shit and just chilled out and shit. Like, I was talking to Thundercat and shit, and he was cool.
Thundercat's cool, yeah. Shout out Thundercat. Yeah,
it was Thundercat. It was like, yeah, he is.
Mad a lot cool. of people there. It was cool.
He is cool. Okay, that's fire. That's fire. So, I mean, you walked in some exciting runway shows. You got to meet some dope people, you know, for these fashion brands. But now you're working on your own brand.
Yeah, yeah. This is John Baron. Goddamn. I think I've always been working on it. Like, I've always been, like, making samples for me to wear all uh-huh. the time. Just, like, when I met somebody, like, oh, yeah, it's John, and it's on my chest right here. Like, if you look.
Oh, God, that's me, too. That's
really him. That is really him.
Oh, God, I love that.
Yeah, I like that because it gets deep. Like, yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, it's, you know, I do this, and I wear it. I made this type. Ooh. It's deeper, you know?
Yes, talk to me.
I fuck with it.
So, like you said, you've always been making your samples in the background and whatnot. What really finally sparked you in the fashion sense to really say, okay, I'm going to take the initiative and sell some things or put something out?
I just wanted to challenge myself creatively. Like, honestly, I didn't even really do it for the bread and nothing that shit. Like, I just wanted to, like, be able to make something every, like, month and a half and, like, challenge myself, like to do all this stuff and make clothes and, you know, like, I just want to really just do as much as I can. I don't know where that comes from or nothing. I
feel like that's the new wave, especially with the younger generation. Most of you guys are just, like, you know, bypassing the original, one, kind of college thing, and two, the original, like, 9-to-5 thing.
Yeah.
You guys are just jumping into, like, straight being a creative because that old way is dead, I think, of, like, got to go to college and then need a and then get a job and da-da-da, yeah. Where you can, like, if you have a camera and an iPhone, you can make a movie, commercial, you can be anything you want to be.
I don't even think it's dead, though. We need the office, motherfuckers, for sure. But
a little bit. Just a little bit.
What you mean?
Like, I feel like everybody can't be a creative. Like, we need business.
Yes, we need
dude.
Consumers. You need people.
No,
that.
No, of course. But now it's, like, a lot easier now.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, say you're a creative at heart. Like, you're a real creative. Yeah. But then back in the day, it was like, well, I got to have a job or something to pay for me being a creative. Yeah. Now you can be paid for being a creative. Yeah, that's what I really, really meant. Yes, motherfuckers got to.
It's harder.
We need plumbers and lawyers and all that shit, technicians, all that still. But now that don't have to be your path.
Yeah, for sure. You can do whatever. You can do whatever you want and make money now, huh?
And don't have to be in LA or New York or a big market
to do it.
Yeah,
you can be.
Ooh,
you want.
Say that again.
That's the big thing about it. You don't have to be in these big marketplaces to be a big star, because if you're doing your shit, they'll find you.
100%.
With social media, they will find you.
100%. Yeah.
You know how many people I'd met downtown that had, like, crazy fan bases, but I ain't never heard of them, you know what I'm saying? But they out here doing it.
Every day we meet somebody who's like, oh, you're that person? I didn't even know that. And they're, like, eating chips at the bodega.
Yeah, for real. Just chilling out.
No, for sure.
Downtown is such a melting pot. Like, you'll meet a little bit of everybody, and somebody's always doing something, so it's really, really good.
Yeah, it's true as hell.
No, for sure. So, with the fashion side of things, who would you say is one of your big inspirations
as far as fashion?
Yeah, that's helped you with your brand.
Helped you with your brand and, like, you know, like, who you just, like.
Because I know everybody has something they conceptualize something from.
Yeah,
they're inspired by something.
Well, the hoodies I just dropped was like a play on, like, consumerism and just logo worship. But I used the logos that built me to spell out my name.
No, I saw
and, like,
that.
Tweaked it a little bit.
It's kind of like the like a ransom note type shit.
Yeah, kind of.
Take,
like,
the letters from different shit and put it on there. You flipped it. It's pretty fire. I saw it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it spelled out his name too. It's hard.
Yeah,
that is hard. So you kind of grab from real life and reality more so than actual people to make your clothes.
I think the people definitely had, like, a influence on me and shit coming from, like, the skate world and shit, because, like, it was, like, the music and escape, like, video part, it was, like, what he was wearing and, like, it was how he was doing it, which is, like, just made it cool shit. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like skating kind of merges, like, everything, like, music, clothes, shoes, like, I don't know.
No, Oh, that's fire, bro. Like I never really had that perspective as far as skateboarding coming from the Midwest.
Yeah.
I picked up a skateboard when I was young, and I attempted to skateboard, but I, like Flacco said, I didn't really get the tricks and shit down. Like I had the balance part. I could get on the board. I could do my thing up and down the street, but when it came to hitting a trick, I couldn't really get up.
What skateboard movies were there when we were a kid like that? Like skateboard movies?
Oh, that one movie where they was like breaking into people's backyards and shit and jumping in the bowl and just skateboarding. I remember that.
Dogtown?
Yeah, like that was the only movie I remember.
But I feel like it wasn't when we were a kid. It was
yeah,
like
we was like high school. Yeah, we was getting out of high school.
Yeah, like I remember like for as far as rollerblading, it was that movie called Brink. I fucked with that movie.
On Disney Channel?
Hell yeah.
I still fuck with that movie.
Andy Brinker, that shit was hard.
I'm nice on rollerblades too. Like
that. See, I am too. Because I couldn't skateboard, so I had to figure something out.
I can rollerblade.
Like that? Like backflips and shit? And like in the bowl and shit?
I can't do none of that. But I can roll bounce, you know?
Yeah, roll bounce.
I can do that too.
See, and shout out roll bounce. Roll bounce was one of those two where it was like all black people rollerblade. And it was like, oh, that shit's hard.
Yeah.
You know, like, I wanted to be Sweetness. That shit was hard.
Yeah, right?
Bro. Sweetness was the goat. Like,
he was smooth.
Dog, the way he walked in, it was like, yo, I got all the rolls. I'm just out here, you know what I mean? Chest out, rollerblade. I got a gold shirt. You know what I mean? I got the Sweetness girls. That shit was hard.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Not the Sweetness girls. That's hilarious.
One of Bow Wow's greatest moments.
Facts.
I like Mike. Like Mike is hard, too.
Oh, yeah. Like Mike is a classic.
Like, yeah. Facts. How do y'all feel about Lil Bow Wow? Is he a legend in y'all books?
Yes.
Yeah. Straight off of Like Mike, yeah. I watched that shit like over back to back as a kid, I swear. Yeah.
Can you play basketball?
Yeah, I can play basketball.
Hold on, what does that mean? Like, you can shoot the ball and shit, or you know how to get up and down?
I can play.
You can play why you press him like that?
Oh, God.
Before I skated, I was in a basketball, and I was like, I'll make it to the NBA, like. You couldn't tell me nothing, but I didn't really play like that. After like I was playing, but I didn't play for no teams. I was just playing on the street like all the time and shit.
We got a hoop. We got to get it in. I mean, for sure now
we can hoop. Yeah,
all right.
So he make it seem fun. He gonna try to serve you up too.
I ain't gonna break a sweat. I'm gonna see what he about.
He not gonna break a sweat. You disrespectful.
I feel like I need to ball more. Goddamn. I don't know.
It's good cardio.
Well, holla at me, because I really do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really do that skateboard, I really do that basketball thing.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to jump in that world.
Oh, snap.
That'd be crazy.
And I noticed that you've been jumping in a lot of different worlds lately. You know what I'm saying? So tell me a little bit about the music side of things.
Oh, yeah. You just came from the studio, which you was working on.
Yeah, he been jumping out of.
Yeah, bro, we trying to keep up with you. Like, it's like,
what can't you do?
For real. At 26, by the way, so much room to grow.
Yeah, I feel like Jay-Z, you know how Jay-Z fucking just got started at like 26? He was like getting something started.
What yeah, around like 27.
20? Yeah, 20, yeah. Yep. So I feel like, yeah, I got to amp it up. I don't know. I just feel the need to make something. And I just, like, when I'm not making something, I'm, like, thinking about all these other things and shit and all the time. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can't even sleep.
No, I feel you in the same way.
Wow. I totally feel you on that. Now, I'm over here in my head thinking about some other stuff right now I need to create.
Yeah.
And that's, like I said, it's the great part where, like, you have ideas and stuff. You don't need people to make that really happen. Like, if you want to shoot something, create something, you can just do it.
Yeah, for real.
And I think that's why, like, you know, T-Bell was so, like, idolized by you because you have that mentality. Like, you know what? I'm a skateboarder. Like, I want to model now, so let me sit down here and go find the right agency and all that good stuff. It's pretty much just doing the work. Like, nobody's going to give you anything, and I think you realize that.
Yeah.
You have to go get it.
Man, you really, truly are a go-getter, bro, in the sense of the term. So, I really want to give you flowers, you know what I'm saying, until you keep pushing. But what's up with this music, man? What can we expect some fire drops? You feel
me? I'm just working on some, like, visuals, the stuff I already have out on my Spotify and everything, just to get a visual for each one of those. But I definitely want to drop, like some type of concept project this year or something, like, really take it there. I don't know.
What's your genre?
It's like, I don't know. I just make what I make. I be doing like rapping with melody type stuff, or just like some days I want to make something to like knee a bitch in the throat when we jump in the mosh and shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to make
knee a bitch in the throat.
That's a punch. I've never heard nobody say no shit like that. That's a punch line.
Knee a bitch in the throat.
Yeah. I thought he said something else until he repeated it. Heard it. No, I just want to knee a bitch in the throat. Like, yeah. Damn.
But it's not even on that, not even on purpose, but you ever tried to like crowd surf or like.
Yeah, get up.
I've definitely jumped from the stage into like the crowd just on some wild shit. Just, but like sometimes you just like, you hit somebody and then it takes you somewhere else and shit.
No,
it's crazy.
My last time I tried a mosh pit in crowd surf, I think I was in Oregon at an Isaiah Rashad concert. And it was the end of the concert, right? So the end song was came out bussing. So everybody was hurt.
Shit, yeah.
So they like went out. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm old.
You gotta tell them first. You gotta be like,
I'm
old. You gotta like tell them.
I'm old. So I'm thinking, oh shit, we finna start dancing like a Soul Train line is.
He's stupid.
So I jump in the middle, like, and I'm finna start hitting shit, and all of a sudden the beat drop, and all of them just collapsed on me. But I'm 6'6", so I'm cool, right? So I'm jumping and shit, and the back of my shoe, like, collapsed on me. Like, it came out, and I sat on it. So I failed during the mosh pit. Dog, that got to be the fucking scariest 30 seconds of my life.
You tried to find the shoes?
No, fuck the shoes. They're still jumping. I'm on the ground, up. So I'm feeling like, oh, yeah, they're finna stomp me to death here. Here it, I'll be seeing like,
not to death.
Damn.
But luckily...
Out of it.
I was in Oregon.
Kicking motherfucker.
I was in Eugene, Oregon, and man, do they love black people in Eugene, Oregon.
Help him up.
Really?
Get him.
So much so, we were at the concert, and I would say there was about 6 black people in the entire concert.
They knew all y'all names.
No, not even that.
That's funny.
Song would play. Chief Keef played.
Uh-huh. They looked at y'all.
And it was like, I don't like. So now you know how many niggas is in I don't like.
Was where they say just yelling nigga?
Dog. The song would come on, I could hear myself say nigga because nobody who was white said it.
What?
I'm not kidding.
That's good then.
So much where I would say it, nigga. And am I not supposed, like they wouldn't say it the whole time. They didn't say nigga.
Oh,
the whole
that show. Is awkward.
It wasn't awkward. It was fantastic. And then it was during like the riots and shit. So we got there. It was Black Lives Matter signs everywhere, but no black people. So
that's usually how that goes.
So we were going and black. Like it didn't make any sense
bro. No black person with the Black Lives Matter sign on him.
No, I'm talking about businesses and shit. Everywhere.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right? And I was like, what's going on? And they were repping like, yeah, some motherfuckers came in here and they were talking about hate and shit, and we don't play that shit here. Like we put on for her. Like they
claim. Damn, that sounds
they
cool.
Love the black culture in Portland and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've never been to Portland.
Michael Jordan
I went to college there for 2 years.
Cool.
Yeah, I played ball there. So it's fantastic.
Facts. Sick. Bigger facts.
How was that? Did you fuck with playing ball while you were at school and shit? Like
no, that's the only reason why I went to school. Was to play ball.
To play ball.
Yeah.
But the school and shit, was it hard? Like you're like, fuck this.
It was like you gotta think.
If you were good, they did what they did for you.
Really? They just didn't care?
On God.
Yeah. Like, in the sports world, like, if you don't know what you want to do, like, you know, a lot of us, we didn't really hit that creative stint until we got into, like, college and shit. Yeah, where we can do shit. So it was all sports for us, right? So we know sports and dribbling the ball could take us anywhere you wanted to go.
Yep. And I knew fashion when I was in college. Like, people would always give me... I used to wear like 2 to 3 outfits a day in college.
That's how you get your shit off.
Cause like, you know, you hooping, you got you hooping, playing ball. Yeah, I had my hoop shit.
You going all these outfits. Classes.
Yeah, I was going to class. So
you get to showcase all your shit.
I'm showing off 3-4 fits a day. Motherfuckers like, oh, that's Swaggy T. That was my Instagram name for a long time. Swaggy T.
No, they were calling me Puffy.
Puffy, see, like, yeah, college is just different. Like, you getting gassed up differently when you got swag.
Because you
got
to think, you're bringing your style to a place that never seen that before. Like, I was bringing L.A. shit to Oregon. And it was, like, shit they never seen, artists they never heard of. Like, you just cool to them.
It was like that when I went to Denver. We're, that like, makes sense. Walking down the street, and niggas was like, what the fuck? Because everybody else looked like they were on, about to go for a hike.
Mm-hmm. And you was out that bitch swaggy as hell. But you might hike too, but you was swaggy. Huh?
Yeah, they never seen that. they probably even thought you were somebody else. Like a lot of places where I go because I'm tall, neck tattoos, like people, I get double takes. Like a kid at Nobu, told his dad I was somebody. I don't know who it was, but it was somebody.
Taj Gibson.
Probably. When I went to club, I'm like, yeah, I'm Taj Gibson. New York, and then, New York Knicks.
And they're like, oh shit.
Oh shit. You trash.
Yeah, they'd be like that. That sound like some New York shit.
Hey. Throw a tomato at his ass.
Fuck out of it.
Yep.
Fuck out of it.
So, boom. So much stuff to do. So much in the work. What's your next project? What's the next? It's John coming to the world.
What you jumping into, out of next?
What's the future hold for you?
Crazy stuff about the drop. Like, I had a, these are some of the collabs that are about to drop.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Hit the button real quick.
It's time to get teed up with T-Bell.
Tee us up real quick, you know what I'm saying? Drop some knowledge on us.
All right, I got a campaign with Puma, Spotify, SoundCloud, and a top secret one that I have to go to New York for, like in a week. Ooh. So that's just some of the stuff.
Busy man. Be on the lookout for all that. Damn.
Yeah.
Big names.
Real big names. And this is like all modeling, or is it various?
Like modeling, artist, campaign type stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you.
Congrats.
You, when you work and you're doing all these kind of campaigns and stuff like that, I mean, it's more of the norm now, but for somebody who didn't like look to do this, like you didn't say, oh, I want to model for all this. You just got into it because it seemed cool and you can make a buck. To see where you're at now, like, how do you kind of stay like, how do you feel? Is it work for you? Or can you look back and be like, whoa, I'm 26 and I'm doing all this. I'm living the life that I kind of manifested. Or are you so grinding on the next project, you don't get time to really enjoy it?
I think I enjoy it, but sometimes like I feel like I'm just working. But it's not work because I just literally got to be myself and just like, I don't know. I'll pull up to a shoot and I'll talk to the lighting guy. I'll talk to the director, like pick everybody's brains. Like, how did you start lighting? God, you know, just because we're just chilling there sometimes. I talk to everybody. I talk to the catering people.
Treat everybody the same.
You got to fuck with the catering people.
I'm so curious, like, how the hell did you get here? And then I always try to find the person working at the brand or whatever. And then I'll be talking to them, picking their brains. And sometimes like I ask them like, oh, I need some product. Like, what's good? Who I got to talk to? Blah, blah, blah. Right. I don't know. Closed mouth don't get fed. So I just be talking my ass off. Sometimes.
Wow. Keep that energy, man. Ooh, keep that heart.
Ooh. Ooh, I got a question real quick.
Keep that soul.
If you could collab with any brand, what brand would it be? Like your dream collab.
Oh,
as far
shit.
As, I'm going to give you three. With fashion. In the studio, who you want to collab with, make a track with, and like who would you like love to like skateboard with? And the skateboard one could be dead or alive.
Oh shit.
Are we talking like battling them skateboard or like a duo skate?
Anything. Like you could just be in the skate with them. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Shit. This is the hardest thing because I don't know. This is the hardest question.
Now you're not so cool. Let's go. Break them down.
I could say something right now and then it'll be like, it'll probably be crazy for me right now, but there's like another level that I could do.
Go.
Well, so, go.
Go.
Yeah,
gotta
or
set
go.
It now.
So,
fuck it.
I don't know. That's hard.
Let's focus. Let's stay
that's
with
hard.
Let's stay on the music one. If you collab anybody with
music. For music, goddamn, I want to work with Pharrell. I want to work with Charlie Wilson.
Oh.
I want
to. Last name Charlie.
Damn, yeah. He's crazy.
I
want to
work with Solange.
I love Solange.
Yeah.
Solange over Beyonce for me too.
See? Wait a minute,
that's
cotton
easy.
Picking minute.
That's so easy
because I know Solange is probably doing. She's probably doing like she's writing. I'm pretty sure, right? Like Beyonce got a team. Like she got a team to help a song
Solange
get
just,
done.
She's just like
she's just in her own lane. Yeah,
she's so more. I feel like she's down to earth. I fuck with her last album. That shit was amazing. Like if I had to put on Solange or Beyonce, it's Solange. 10 times out of 10.
Yeah.
That's for me.
Yeah.
That's it. It's no hate.
Okay. And the next one, what was the next question?
So boom, that was the music. And then who could you collab with fashion, like on a project? What brand or fashion designer who you like to collab with? So many.
Man, I wanted to do Virgil when he was here, man.
R.I.P. Virgil.
Rest in peace.
I wanted to meet that guy. I wanted to meet him and just pick that brand.
I got to meet him.
Yeah, that he probably would have had, like, I don't know. Sometimes you just want to talk to people, you know?
Yeah. It's not even for asking for anything. You just want to just ask them questions. Like, yo, tell me your story. Like, pick your brain. Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, for real. That's why when I meet people, like, sometimes, like, real famous people, I don't even... I want what I wanted to ask you. And your answer is going to be like worth more than that photo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, give me the photo afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm cool. I want to forget this moment, that moment.
No, I feel you.
No, I do. That's dope.
Okay, Virgil. And T-Bear, you got a pair of Virgil's.
Signed by Virgil,
don't you?
Yeah, he signed my Air Force Ones, man. I met him in Chicago.
That's crazy.
And he was fucking dogging them, and now he passed, so now he can't even touch them hoes anymore. Like, they gotta stay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just gotta hang, like, let them hang.
It's a grail.
Damn, that's crazy. Is it like the blue ones?
I'm gonna show you. They the white Air Force One that he released at Complex Con.
And they're like silver?
Yeah, with the silver swoosh.
Yeah. I was trying to sneak in that year. It was not happening.
I think I did sneak in that year or something. Yeah, I did actually. Yeah, that shit was lit. And then what was the last question though? Hold on.
It was who would you like if you could skateboard with anybody dead or alive? Who would it be?
Let's do a
video or some a campaign with somebody.
Oh my gosh!
It's hard.
It's hard.
Huh?
Yeah.
Fucking Tony Hawk. Just because it'd be like crazy, I'd be like. I need a photo, Tony.
That's the one you get a photo.
Yeah, I need a photo. I need a photo.
He retired though, right?
Yeah, I think he's like recovering from an injury or whatever. But that'd be cool.
I think he like walked away from the sport though, like after the injury type.
Fellas, are you guys aware what just released on HBO Max?
What?
A special with him?
Tony Hawk documentary.
I think he just walked away from
the sport. That's crazy.
It's called Tony Hawk Until the Wheels Fall Off. And it's on HBO Max, so you already know it's fucking fantastic.
Damn.
And there's never been, like, a Tony Hawk, like, documentary like that. So it's the last, what?
Is that
fucking
true?
30, 40 years of fucking skateboarding just greatness in a documentary. Like, in his past skateboard, I know Rodney Mullins, he's doing an interview, and I heard his little piece was so great. Now people are asking for a Rodney Mullen documentary, which
he deserves one because he invented so many tricks. It's so fucking nuts.
Yeah,
like that guy's brain is crazy.
Fucking legend.
Yeah, like what?
Bucky Lassick. It's so many, bro.
Like
Bucky Lassick.
Yeah, Bucky Lassick.
He was hard. He did BMX.
He can drive too. That guy does a lot of stuff too.
Yeah, he can BMX.
Kareem Campbell.
Yeah, I fuck with Kareem Campbell. Solid.
And then I remember I was playing shit when Nyjah was a kid, and now, like, this grown man still doing the same shit.
Yeah, Nyjah is crazy, man. These people are crazy. When you see them in person, though, mm-hmm. and you just, like, really just see them just do some crazy shit right in front of you, like, but no effort. Like, they're not even really trying. Like, it'd be kind of fucked. It'd be fucked up.
No, like, I really do.
That shit crazy.
Do you have a skateboard out or anything like that yet?
That'd be hard.
Nah. I did make skateboard samples like 2 years ago or something like that. But I'll be skating, and it'll be like a John board.
Yeah. You'll put it up right there on the wall.
Yeah, I did it like board. I did stencils. I was doing stencils at the time. I used to be bored at like 2 a.m. And then, you know, those bus stop ads? I'd take out the two motherfucking screws out, mm-hmm. and I'd take out the whole ad out the bus stop thing. And I used the white background for a big stencil that I made, and I like spray paint it, and then I put it under my car, and then I go walk and smoke for a little bit, let it dry, and I put it back up, and then I make my own bus stops.
Holy shit.
I used to do that.
That's hard.
Just on some like high, you see bored.
You see what he's saying?
Yeah, he making his own ad.
Like
for the bus stop.
No one would say anything either. It's
that's
weird.
Nuts. He would take the already bus stop ad, flip it over to the white side, spray paint it, make his own shit, and put it back. You know how much that shit costs? Like a bus stop ad? Yeah. Just getting it just off the strength like that?
That's some New York
shit.
Doing,
it's like making your own billboard.
Yeah, for real.
That's tight. I didn't even think that's crazy. That's a, that was the gym shit.
That's how I got the Calvin billboard though. My first freaking campaign. I wrote down a bunch of crazy goals on the list like every year, mm-hmm. and one of them was like I want a billboard, but I didn't know what for.
Dude, I did the same thing, and I didn't know what for neither.
And yeah. he got a billboard.
And I got a billboard. I was like,
there you go.
Yeah, it was like, there you go. Yeah, it kind of felt like that. Like, the check came, like, a month later. I was like, man, what the
fuck? And he was everywhere.
Crazy. Center,
but shit, I was in, like, everywhere. Every state type shit. I was like, man, this shit lit. I ain't got paid yet, though. This shit lit. Like,
that's,
everybody was
that's my
me.
Existence.
I know. I was like, gee, this shit is weird, but I ain't got paid yet, though. Yeah. I fuck with that, though. Like, you just yeah. gasped, but you ain't, you feel me? You ain't really seen nothing from it. It'd be crazy how that modeling shit works sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
Them net 30s.
Them net 30.
Not a net 30 and a net 90. Sometimes they get you with the net 90, though, depending on what you're working on.
Ooh.
Depending on what you're working 30
on. 30 piece.
But, man, yeah. this was nice. A fire pod. This was fantastic. A beautiful conversation.
Awesome.
Yeah, man. We appreciate you for coming to the studio.
Thank you.
Congratulations on everything, on your future endeavors. Keep going. Show these young black kids out there they can do it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You're doing lanes that weren't really built for us.
What?
And you're moving through them seamlessly.
Seamlessly.
I smoke that for sure.
Seamlessly.
Don't worry. I'm going to edit that bitch out anyway.
The more you say it, the more it's weird it sounds.
No, because there's...
Seamlessly. There it is.
Oh, yeah, seamlessly.
Okay. It was like I was butter right there.
He went to say seemingly or something like that. And then he
seamlessly?
Yeah, you like meshed them.
Yeah, for sure. Conjoined words, compounds. All right, y'all. That's the end of episode 5. We got it. John, tell the people where they can find you at.
Hey, find me on Instagram. It's John. 3 S's. ITSJAWN. It's John, baby. Let's go.
It's John.
Yeah, it's John.
It's John.
JAWN.
Yes, sir.
3 S's.
I'm your boy, Flaco Verde. Yeah?
What the fuck is a Verde?
Yeah. It's your boy, T Bell.
It's John. We out here.
You're episode 5 in the books. Thank y'all for listening. Hell we out. Yeah. You're
sick.